Oh, hey, I left my reading glasses at home, so I thought I'd try these. Turns out, they really don't work. They just make the words get thinner. But while all of you were hiding at home wearing your face diapers last year, Von Goebel was writing this book on American exceptionalism and its decline. So if you want to know where we're heading, get yourself a copy of this. It's basically the Nostradamus of Doom. Best year ever, thought and in action through a long 2020. Available in hardcover for only 13 bucks. That's like a fifth of a tank of gas. Winning. Oh no. What's going on out there, my fellow alcoholologists? Terrence Pop here, Redonkulous.com. Bad Pop showed up today because I am going to cover something that makes us all want to drink. Any dude out there who's been in a relationship shit is going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Women, they have three primary weapons in this war of the sexes. Number one, the carrot and the stick. You know, oh, you like that poonanny? Well, come on over here. Oh, yeah. Look away. Yeah. Boom! There you go. We should be able to see this bullshit a mile off. Oh, there it is.
Anyway!
Because we're so goddamn stupid, we fall for it every single time. We all love the crazy slot C. Why? Well, because it makes us crazy. We know it's bad for us, but we still chase after it like a pack of rabid dogs. We've all seen that girl in the bar with the whole sleeve of a tattoo going on and the piercing between her nose. And you're looking there going, I could probably give her a fake name and get away with it. Weapon number two, the jealousy bomb. Ladies have mastered the front and backside of the jealousy equation. And that's why they're good at taking it from both ends. Screen five. She will either make you feel jealous or make you feel guilty because she's jealous. I'm sorry, when did you hand me the joystick for your irrational actions and decisions? Listen, I am no rodeo clown, and I do not exist to dive in a barrel just to make you happy. But today, we're talking about the third weapon, and this one is pretty insidious. Anyone who has ever set up camp in the mountains of Naggerdom knows exactly what I'm talking about. I did not say that N-word, I said Naggerdom. Because anyone who's ever wrote a check against a nagger, well, you just feel dumb. Not that I would know anything about that. Oh, look, my favorite show just came on. We're talking about ultimatums, and today I got 20 of them for you. And if you think of any more, comments below. But you're not getting off that easy. We're going to turn this into a drinking game. Pour yourself the menagerie, and every time I actually cover a ultimatum you've heard in the real world, you better drink. I can almost guarantee that you better call a limousine service and come get your drunk ass, because I have a feeling you're going to be horizontal and three sheets to the wind when we're done. Yeah. Number one of 20, and these are in no particular order. And why? Well, that's why I wrote them down when I was drunk. What do you want from me? You come here for common sense and truth, not grammar. But with that being said, number one, which is the most common, marriage.
Marriage.
Either you put a ring on it or I'm leaving.
I'm good.
You serious?
Any woman who says put a ring on it or else, guess what she really wants? She doesn't want the marriage. She wants the ring and the wedding. And she wants someone to finance her lifestyle after she pulls the pin on the fan grenade. I made a whole episode about it. Links in the description.
You know, the ones that you walk down the aisle and say, I do, and then they blow the fuck up. Edit that out.
Now, I'm not saying it's all of them, but it is a sizable, gelatinous, chunky ass of them. Number two, lose your hobbies or I'm out. In the past 10 years, how many viral videos have you seen like this?
Stop it! You know what this is? You know what this is? F*** you!
What the hell's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
There's like a $10,000 TV!
A woman who behaves this way feels she is entitled to your time, money, and resources. And here's the kicker, you're gonna drink for this one. Whether she earns them or not. It could be 3 months since the last time you touched the chlamydia clam. She still feels entitled. I'm sorry, ladies, but if all you bring to the table is the horizontal wrestling matches, and then you can't even bother to do that, What good are you?
Well, I would if he wasn't always playing his video games.
You know that whole cause and effect thing? Well, you ladies love to get that backwards. If a dude comes home and he could jump into bed with his woman, he's gonna do that 10 out of 10 times. But if he gets home and he's nagged and he's calendar sabotaged and there is no food waiting, guess who's going into their man cave to play video games and get away from you? You didn't become a nagger because he started playing video games. He started playing video games to get away from the nagger. Ladies, stop trying to change your man because let's face it, you will not respect him if you are successful.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And it's not just video games. It could be anything. It could be hunting, shooting, fishing, building motorcycles, building race cars, drag racing, or banging other chicks. Hey, ladies, it's 2021. Why don't you let your boy out and let him flex a little bit, Screen 5. Number three, animals. And I'm not talking about your bedroom activities. I really don't want to know. In fact, we just did a ride and roast about that, and it was disgusting. Links in the description. And this one has two different sides to it. You as a dude, if you have a dog or a cat, and this particular woman does not like your pet, pet's gotta go. Or you do one of the classic mistakes men make. She's different, so I ask her to move in with me. Are you out of your goddamn mind? But she has pets, and they have to come with her because they're a package deal. And if you're allergic, deathly allergic, she'll just get you an EpiPen. I'm kind of having a bad reaction to your cat, and I'm swelling up and hiving out.
You want some Benadryl and an EpiPen? Walk it off.
Or the final scenario, and probably the worst. Not that I would know anything about this. Well, she kills your pet. I have nothing further to add. I hate that bitch. I'm probably going to get sued. And number four, this is the second most common one compared to marriage. She doesn't like one of your friends. Guess who's gotta go? But this will only happen after she pretends to love your friends. She does that to get close to you because she wants you to believe she has cool points. But over time, these friends of yours will disappear, kind of like the legal votes in Michigan. And if you ignore it and you let her keep doing it, sooner or later, she will be the only one you have. And once that happens, the mask will come off, you'll get to see the horror of what's going on, and you will realize you done fucked up. The next one, 5, 6, and 7, they go together in a group. That's the way she likes it, Screen 5. Anal, oral, and intercourse. You like what's on the front of the menu, and you're like, you know what? I'll flip it over and check out dessert. Sure you will. Now let's face it, dudes. If this woman really loved you, she would get drunk and beg you to do it. But, no pun intended, most of the time she will see you as a beta buck ATM. So if you want to take a trip around back to the back door, you're gonna have to do this. And this could be anything. It could be mowing the grass, or fixing the car, or shingling the roof. You really don't know. And next one, oral. You better do it for her, and maybe once in a while, if you're lucky and everything lines up, she'll do it for you. I'm talking full lube oral service, ladies. Most of the time, you treat it like a kid tasting the sucker to see if it tastes like shit or not. And don't you dare ask her to put 5 and 6 together, dudes, because you never go ass to mouth. Bottom line, it doesn't matter if it's in here, around here, or in there. There are conditions. You either have to perform this well this many times a week, or if you want it, but she really doesn't desire you, cue the cats and chainsaws juggling act, and while you're doing that, you're leaping through flaming loops of fire, also known as the honey-do list. Oh. Oh, dude, come on. Come on, it's not you! Ugh. Every time I mention the honey-do list, old Toby takes a dive for the deck.
Bro, that's so cold, man.
And that's why number 8 is chores. It's not enough you're working 40 to 60 hours a week and paying for everything while she works at a floral shop. On top of that, you gotta go home and do the chores if you wanna get on top of that.
You just came home? We have stuff to do. We gotta mow the grass and clean out the gutters, and we have to hoe the backyard and cut down some tree limbs.
Oh, that's right. By we, you mean me. I have to ask you, while I'm doing all of that, what will you be doing? If it's anything other than cooking me a steak and bringing me a beer and giving me a blowjob, I want no part of it.
Steak and a blowjob, 2 tits.
All right!
You know, retirement is a much simpler goal when you stop buying stupid crap you don't need. Like those 3 dates worth of dinner and movies for nothing but a kiss on the cheek. Wah! All you need is this book, and you can learn how to retire on 200K in Southeast Asia. Use the promo code POP for 10% off to begin your exodus from entitled Western whammon and set course for financial freedom. A link is in the description.
And number 9, everyone's favorite thing to find in the mail. Bills.
Oh my god! Ah!
And if you don't pay all of hers, you're gonna come back and find 2 bills in bed with her. Well, to be honest, one might have been a William. I just didn't ask. I was too busy almost throwing up. And if you think money's not a factor here, you obviously have not been online dating. Some of these ladies have a whole laundry list of things they need before they will even consider you.
I need a man who makes at least 6 figures, has his own house, 2 cars, a career, is established, and can pay for me to get my hair, nails, and pedicures done 2 times a week.
You keep using that word need. I don't think it means what you think it means. I don't care what you think you need or deserve. What you really need to do is earn it. And if you think bending over on my birthday, Christmas, and our anniversary is gonna cut it, you got another thing coming. Especially because we got married on my birthday and 2 of the 3 are canceled out. Dudes, if your anniversary coincides with a holiday, you better get yourself a 2-for-1 special on that. And I'm talking at least twice in a day, not ass to mouth. Ugh. And number 10, and I've seen this one break men. Housing. If her friend has a big house with 4 bedrooms and a 2-car garage, and you don't, guess who's playing catch up with the Joneses or Jamal? Because women on a social scale, they want everything better or at least even. These women become experts at one-upping, even if it's 100% bullshit. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, why don't you eavesdrop in on your woman when she thinks you're not around? She will weave a web of deception so detailed, Stephen King would be jealous. And what she will use to justify that bigger house? Family and kids.
I need to start a family before I'm 29, and I want 3 kids just in case one's defective and dies.
Wow, you like your life plans kind of like you like your men. Dark, Screen 5. They have a 5-year plan, dudes, and they are not gonna let you stand in the way, even if you're paying for the whole goddamn thing. And you, dude, you're practical, and you approach problems rationally. Big mistake. Well, honey, you want to have 3 kids. I'm cool with that. But We can't afford it. Either I have to get a second job or we have to downsize and get a small
house.
Second job it is.
Oh my God, if we got a smaller house, what would Marissa say?
I don't care what Marissa has to say. She's not here sucking my dick. You are. F*** Marissa. F*** her in the asshole with a big rubber dick. And if she keeps talking trash, I'm gonna break it off and beat her to death with what's left of it. I know that was dark, dudes, but speaking of rubber things, we're moving on to number 12. Ornpay. She doesn't want you to watch it and it can't be in the house. Meh. Given today's ladies, you could hide it on your side of the bed and she would never know. Or you can hide it in the kitchen with the pots and pans, because we all know she's not going in there either. Ladies, I have no idea how you expect to keep it away from us at this point. We have a Library of Congress of Ornpay at our fingertips, 24/7, 365. And men have died in car wrecks watching it.
Yeah.
Ah! There's nothing more ironic than watching ass to mouth in video and then having vehicular ass to mouth screen 5. Number 13, and it's number 13 for a reason, because this one is one of my favorite double standards. Friends with ex. Your woman, she's allowed to be friends with her ex, but you're not. And these are the same women that lecture you with, well, if we don't have trust, we have nothing at all. Shut up. Could you say that again? No, it's not because stupid didn't stick on the first pass. I heard nothing but vowels.
You can trust me to be friends with my ex. I know we're not gonna do anything. I don't know your ex. I don't know what you're gonna do with her.
Well, you know me. That doesn't count for anything.
That's not what I said.
Do you know what you just said? I don't think you do, because you're coming across as quite bipolar in the mouth pan. And now that I've sufficiently pissed you off by telling you the truth, I'll go pack my shit.
How dare you?
Now, I don't know about you, but whenever my wife was pissed and I had to leave the house, I usually went to one place, the Shake It Club. And that's number 14. I kind of wish it was number 69 or 71, which is a 69 with two fingers in your ass. 99% of women out there get fumingly pissed when they think about their man at a Shake It Club looking at other nude women. And that other 1%, right out the window as soon as you walk back to the champagne room. But I know you guys are thinking, Pop, there is no sex in the champagne room. Right. You ever wonder why there are no black lights in the champagne room? You think about that nightmare fuel while pour myself some more booze. Now, I know there are some dudes out there that are Shake It Club addicts. Got it. They just listen to what I said and they're like, ah, crap. I gotta throw away half my clothes. I know.
I'll donate them to charity.
Ew! Ew.
Next time you guys go shopping at Salvation Army, you just remember Pop was here. No, that's nasty. Now, 15 and 16 on this list, I actually understand. And those would be smoking or substance abuse. No one wants to write a check against anyone who treats their meat suit like shit. And that's why dudes don't marry fatty. Screen 5. Hey, we just got banned for fat shaming. Shocker, want to smell it?
No.
But we're on borrowed time with YouTube anyway. If you guys want to continue to see this content, go to redonkulous.com/donate and send us a couple bucks, because this stuff ain't cheap. Because sooner or later, YouTube, they're just getting the streams. And then once that happens, what are you going to whine about then, huh?
Those days are done.
But when it comes to substance abuse, there are some caveats. First of all, I'm not really going to go after the drinkers, because that would make me one hell of a hypocrite. With that being said, there are some substances out there that are way worse, like heroin, crack, and cocaine. Now, I know there's some individuals out there that probably stole something from their family to buy a case of Bud Light, but when they're addicted to the hard stuff, that shit happens all the time. And right there is the cutoff point for me in substance abuse. If you're a social drinker, or once in a while you hit the Mary Jane do you wanna, that's no big deal. Once you start making life difficult for people who actually care about you, well, it's It's probably time to go f*** off. Speaking of effing off, number 17. Guns! I can't tell you how many times in my 30-year career I came across soldiers who deployed forward and did great things for their country, only to come home and have their wives tell them,
"You can't keep any guns in the house because I don't feel safe."
Shut up! Half a dozen dudes break into the house. What am I supposed to do? Run down there and fight them off with my bathrobe and drinking straw? Nasty bastard. Bottom line, a woman who's against your God-given right to defend yourself doesn't belong in your home.
Oh.
So if you hear this ultimatum, bye-bye. Number 18, and this is an offshoot of number 13. You as a dude, you're not allowed to have friends of the opposite gender. Now, by saying the opposite gender, I am implying that there are only two.
That is correct.
And if you figured that out for yourself, congratulations, you get a gold star. Winning! Now, f*** off. But, of course, you're not allowed to have any chick friends, but she's got a whole orchestra of bohos orbiting her 24/7.
I don't know why you're so concerned. I would never do anything with them. They're like my brothers.
So you must be into wincest. Guess what, dudes? Every time you make a mistake, guess who gets to make her feel better? 6 to 8 inches at a time. Whoa, I feel so much better now. Here's a thought. If your SOP is rules for thee but not for me, you really don't deserve to be in a relationship. So do yourself a favor and purchase that one-way ticket to Box Wine in Catland.
Stop! Don't touch me there!
Number 19, and this one is not an ultimatum that you will hear overtly, but it is implied every waking moment of the day. Get yourself a job and keep it. And you're not allowed to get sick or get fired. The moment the money stops flowing, she's going. Her head is on a swivel and she's looking for the next wallet and six-figure penis. And why? Because they're keeping up with the Joneses and they've become accustomed to the lifestyle you provided, right? Isn't it funny in this age of equality that men really don't matter? She's become accustomed to a certain lifestyle and she gets to keep it by taking 60% or more of your pay. Guess whose lifestyle has to change then? It's not hers, it's yours. You pay for all the essentials and she'll find a whole other group of suckers to cover everything else. Either way, you're living out of the back of your car and you're eating off the dollar menu at McDonald's. Or let's say it wasn't that bad, but you still have to go from a house to a studio apartment. And you go from eating sushi to ramen noodles. And for her, nothing has changed. Life is still a buffet of cock. Screen 5. Last one on the list, and this one is special. And of course, once again, we have a set of rules for thee, but none for me. Number 20 is wait. No, I'm not telling you to wait for it. I'm telling you wait because you're fat, bro. If you work out and you're in good shape when you meet her, she's gonna want you to keep that. But if she pulls the pin on the fat grenade, well, she just became comfortable in the relationship. Especially if they get pregnant, because then it's okay if they get fat, and it's all your fault. Even if they can't put down the zingers, the Oreos, and the ice cream and have Tourette's of the elbow, it's still your fault. But if you get a dad bod because you're working 60 or more hours a week, guess who's going back on Tinder? And it's not you. Because she wants to keep up with the Joneses or Jamal, you have to pay for that lifestyle. And it doesn't matter if your personal self-care goes to shit. And here's another thought. It doesn't stop just there. Let's just say, hypothetically, you give in to a few of these ultimatums. What will your life look like? I don't want to spoil it for you, but all these roads that kind of go to the same place, that would be divorce. She wants this lifestyle. And you're going to provide it because you're like, okay, she's different. Happy wife, happy life. Wake up! So you're working 60 hours a week and you're going to the gym because she doesn't want you to get fat. All the while, she's at home watching her ass get fatter, swiping right on Tinder. And why?
You don't have enough time for me. You're always working. Wah.
Newsflash, ladies. He's always working because you have made him that way. And that's why I always say this. Ladies, never ever try to change your man. Because if you are successful, you will lose respect for him and you're gone. Dudes, I hope you took notes if you're still conscious. My tongue is numb. You'll notice my entire menagerie is empty. I wonder why. Could it be that I've already done all of this crazy shit and you could benefit through my experience? Now remember, dudes, I'm not smarter than you. I'm just older and have a lot more experience getting my ass kicked. So remember that next time you listen to the old salty dog, I'm just looking out for you. With that being said, I believe I am done with you. Go away. I actually bought a futon at Salvation Army that had a chalk outline of a body on it. And like this lady that was with me, she's just like, you can't possibly be serious.
Why not? It's haunted. I like haunted.
And I'm like, how much for the futon? $150. But it's got a chalk outline of a dead dude on it. He comes out $30. I can do $30.
Yeah, I can do $30.
That really, she was like, oh my God, you're really gonna buy that? I'm just like, shut up, help me move it in. Move it in the truck. I'm not touching that mattress. I'm not touching that mattress.